You're holding Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Can Leshayla Ward with Ashram from the Pasuk in Iyov Afes Ischo Nitisa Rochav LeMutzak Tachtiyam. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer to learn Torah, and through Limud HaTorah, Rashi says, that will save us from Gehenim. By the Pasuk says, Nema V'Afes Ischo Nitisar, that means Gehenim. In the Shem, the Torah will save us from Gehenim. Shepiyot Tsar, that the opening of Gehenim is very narrow. Shiasena means the heat, the smoke was contained inside it. Sava b'teichai. Now the Shemata, maybe you'll say kishem shapir tzar, the same way the opening of Gehenim is narrow. Kach kula tzara, maybe the whole Gehenim is also very narrow. This Talmud learned, no, the pasuk says hemekirchiv, that the more it goes down, the wider it gets. The Shemata, maybe you'll say la melech lehuchna, that Gehenim was not prepared for a melech. So who does the king mean here? Rashi says it means maybe the Talmud shepirish menatera lehuchna Gehenim shlo yinidim bo. Maybe a Talmud writes us a melech here is called a Talmud Chochem. Rashi says the Chassid Apostle says be melechem yamlecho. So maybe like a melech, he means a Talmud Chochem that once learned and then he does averus. Maybe I would think he doesn't deserve to go to Gehenim. This Talmud, the Pasuk says, Gam Hila Melech Hucha, know that Gehenim was also prepared, even for Melech, meaning for Talmud Chochem, that does Averis. V'shem HaTorah, maybe you'll say, Ein Be'etzim, maybe in Gehenim there's no wood there, maybe Ein Be'etzim. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, Midur To'esh V'yetzim Harbei, that there's a lot of wood in Gehenim. Now, V'shem HaTorah, maybe you'll say, Zeh Schara, like the whole schar of learning Torah is just that it protects you from Gehenim, but maybe nothing else. Talmud Emor, the Pasuk says, no, the Nachta Shulchoncha Mole Doshen, that your table will be full of good things. Meaning to say, there's not the only schar you get back for learning Torah. Avada, there's plenty of good reward back for Gehenim, for learning Torah, more than just saving you, protecting you from Gehenim. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be Chal Yom Kippurim Lias B'Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so you cannot eat the korban by Yom, but rather at night time eat the korban. But the story that was brought on Yom Kippur, now that Moitzo Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the Chur of the Bishul is not Becha Shabbos, so Pashas, you will not be able to eat the buffer of this Asoyer. However, the Mishnah said, no, that the Babloyim, they used to eat it raw, of the Shabbaitan Yofa. So Pashtus is a mashman, they did a good thing, that they ate the meat raw in order to meat should not come l'day noisa. So they used to eat the meat raw. So Mor says, Omer Rabba Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Bab Loyim Heim, it wasn't really the people from Bavel. Like Pashtus, it means the people from Bavel, and used to be other regal, so used to come to us, so they used to eat there. No, it wasn't really the Bab Loyim. Ela Alachsandroyim Heim. The people from Mitzrayim, Alexandrim, they were. Since the Pshat is that the Chashi says the Chachme Yisrael used to like hate the Chachme Bavel, if so, Koronoisi Hashem Bavloyim, they used to call these people Alexandroyim that would eat raw meat, they would give them a bad name as if to call them your Bavloyim. Now, what's wrong with it? So, the thing that's wrong about eating raw meat is that you look like a Rapsanusa, you look like a Fresa. Not a nice thing. Rashi says, Shaisin Minig Rapsanusa, Hashem Bavloyim. That's not a nice thing to do. See, even though here Lamaisa, it was a nice thing to do, in order not to let this meat come with a Mesa. A Vice says, these Alachsandroyim, they used to eat the raw meat the whole year round. And that's not a nice thing. That looks like a Rapsanusa. So Kitz of the Chum in the Chachma Yisrael called them Bavloyim. And the Mor says, Tanya Nam Yochum, we don't learn this like this also, that Rabbi Yossi says, Loi Bavloyim, they were not really people from Bavel that are the regal. Those were not the people that ate the meat raw. Ela rather Alachsandroyim, they're from Alachsandro. But Omitoch Shesoynim is Bavloyim, since the Chachma Yisrael used to hate the Chachma Bavel, the people from Bavel, is Koronois Hashem Bavloyim. They called it Hashem Bavloyim. So on this, Omoloi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tanuach Daitcho, Sheinach Todaiti. like you should be at a peace because you appeased my das, you made me feel good. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda himself was from Bofel. So he felt good now what Rabbi Yossi said, that it was not really the people from Bofel that got like, well, they weren't doing the right thing. It was only the people from Nachson Royim. They were the ones that were acting like Rav Sanusa, eating, pressing away this meat ruah. So therefore he felt good that, like this, the Mishnah calls them Bavloyim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it was not really the people from Bofel, they did not really do it. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda felt appeased. Now the Mishnah says, Sidiras Alechem, setting up, let's say, the Kanan set the lechem, the Shabbos, to put the lechem down on the Shulchan the right time on Shabbos. But the Shabbos, Zuchem, Liachar, Shabbos. That's why the Kanan first put down the Bezuchem on Yom Nisan. They did not put it down on the Shulchan on Shabbos. And then the Hikir of Shabbos, Shabbos, then when it came the next Shabbos, they took off the lechem and the Bezuchem, and they burnt the Bezuchem. The locher is posel. This bezichim is not called the good haktorah because it's mechusas. The man Rashi says shlohoya ala shulchan ala shishi yom, was only on the shulchan for 6 days, and it has to be on the shulchan for at least 7 days. Usually, you put it down on Shabbos and take it off the next Shabbos, and there are complete 7 days. That's when you have a heter to burn the bezichim. Then it's a matter the lechem upon a bachila. But here, that the bezichim was only on the shulchan for 6 days, it's not kosher. And therefore the burning of this bezichim is only possible, meaning to say the lechem is possible, there's not matter the lechem bachila. And therefore, ein chayovim aleim mishum pigul noise v'tomei. Let's say b'shas you're burning the bezichim, you had in mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, the wrong time, so it's not chal pigul on the lechem. And the reason is because it's not sitting here, korav ha-matir k'mitzvosei. You did not bring the matir of the bezichim, it's not kosher. So therefore it's not chal pigul. So then it's not chal noiser upon the lechem, it's not chal nisa tamei, since there's no het to eat it. And Rashi says, shein noiser chal al lechem, shere ein roi lachila. The same thing with tamios, or eicha betumas aguf, ein lebekaris, because it's not called nitel l'tahirim. We dashed in the Gemara before that had nitel l'tahirim chayov malam mishum tuma. What's mutter for tor is the tamei eats it is chayav karis. But over here, even the Torah is not allowed to eat it, therefore there's no chiyuv koros, there's no yisur tumah chal upon these lechem. What's going to be sidur as a lechem v'as a bezichem b'shabbos? Let's say yes, they put down the lechem and the bezichem the right way, on Shabbos, and then v'hikter as a bezichem liyachar ha-shabbos, and he burnt the bezichem right after Shabbos, again, psula. Rashi says liyachar ha-shabbos means lemachor. The next day, after one day, he took the bezichim off and burnt it the next day. So again, psula, that the lechem is possible. This burning is not matter, the lechem bachila. And again, v'yein chayov malei mishum pigul neisav etamei. Yenat chay mishum pigul neisav etamei. Again, the same svara, because the lechem is not mutter bachila. What's going to be sidur as a lechem v'yas a bezichim lechem Shabbos? That's how they first put down the lechem upon him. And the bezichim on the shulchan after Shabbos first. They put it a day or two late. The ikter is a bezichim b'Shabbos, and then when it comes the first Shabbos, they took the bezichim off and burnt it. Again, psula. It's psula because the bezichim was not on the shulchan the 7 complete days. Therefore, the bezichim is not matter the lechem b'achila. Kate said yatsa. What is really the yatsa? Let's say in a case where you couldn't put the lechem down on Shabbos, but you first put it down the yom rishon. So what are you supposed to do? So locher is yanichenu l'Shabbos habo. Supposed to leave it there after the next Shabbos comes another full week, as if to say when the lechem is on the shulchan on Shabbos, Shabbos is mekadosh the lechem, and then it's supposed to stay on the shulchan for another 7 days. So that's called yanichenu l'Shabbos habo. And the klal is shafilu hi al shulchan yom rabim, because even though the lechem stays on the shulchan for a long time, ain't the kachlum, there's no psul, it's not chal of psul lino on this lechem. Rashi is mashma that not the pshat is never chal of psul lino. But the pshat is that this lechem first received this kedushim the first Shabbos it was on it. So from that Shabbos onwards, you have another Shabbos to leave it there. So it's not chal of psul lino till after the next Shabbos. So therefore, if you take it off the next Shabbos, you still be yot, so that's the way you're supposed to be mekadish, use the lechem haponim in such an oifen. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learned the Gemara in Yumon, that Omlem Hamamunam, the one that was appointed, used to say to the other Kahanim, like, Tse'u Uru, go out and see, Emegiya Zaman Shchita, that it come the time yet to make the Shchita of the Korban HaTomid on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Zaman HaShchita means, Emheyer Hayom Lishchita HaTomid, to become daylight already, or Omra Shachar already, that you can start make the Shchita of the Korban HaTomid. Emegiya, if it came already that time, is a Roy Oimer, the one, the Kohen that saw the daybreak, is Barakoi, used to say Barakoi, Rashi says, meaning, Hey Hayoim, as if to say, daybreak, it's ready day, it's Yoim, you can make the Shchita for the Korban HaTomid. Matisyo ben Shmuel Oimer, Matisyo ben Shmuel, he used to say, Rashi says, Hoyim Amuna Akach, he was appointed on this, like it says in Shkolim, that he used to say like this, Hey Pnei Kol HaMizrach HaShem Echevron, he used to ask them, is the whole east side lit up until Chevron? They used to say yes, and then it was the Zman to bring the Tomich or Shachar. So Mori asked the question, V'lom Hutzuchu Lekach, how come you had to ask such a big question, like how come they had to see it so lit from the whole Pnei Mizrach? Rashi says, it means Lalas Lagag, that they go up on top of the roof, Haliruasim Heir Hayoim, what's wrong? How come they have to do so much? So Gemara says, because it once happened, Olam or Halavona, once came up that the moon gave off a lot of light. The demon, they made a mistake then, and thought, Sheheyer Mizrach, that it became ready daybreak. The Mizrach, the east side, is lit up already, they thought it was daybreak already. And Shokotu Es HaTomid, the Shech to the Korban HaTomid then, and later they found out, no, it's still Lila. So what they had to do was, for it's a yule, the base of Sreifam, that I take this Korban HaTomid and burn it in the base of Sreifam. Rashi says, Shaposel Hoy, it was absurd, but we should nishchat palaylo, the Shkita took place at Lailo. The Pesach says, B'yoyim Zabchachem, B'yoyim and Boilas Voyach, you only shech the Korban, B'yoyim and not at Lailo. Here was still Lailo, the Shkita was possible. For a redo, Kain Godel, the base of Tfilo. Now, after it came the Zman, for the Shchita, now Baridu Kain, they brought the Kain Gadol down Lebeis HaTfilah. So Rashi says this to Gemara, and Yuma explained exactly what we were talking about, what part of the day this took place. Now Zeh Klal, this was the Klal Hoy Migdash, that was in the base of Migdash, that called HaMesech Es Raglov, any time a Kain had to go for Gedolim to the base of Kisei, his Kain Tfilah, when he came out he had to go to the Mikvah. We call Hamato Mayim, only had to make Mato Meirik Layim, just lay out urine. Then a Torah in Kiddush Yodayim Berg Layim. Then he only had to have a Kiddush Yodayim Berg Layim. Nothing more says, Tony Avua the Rabavin. Avua the Rabavin said like this, that Loi Zubovat, this is not the only time it happened that they had to burn a korban, that the Shkita was done at night time. El Afilu Oila Saif, who in the same halacha would apply if you bring an Oila Saif. That the Malika was done Balayla, that's also Psul. The Malika is like a street that has to be done by Yoim and not Balayla. If it was done Balayla, it's fine Tzweifa. Who had done if a crane takes a Mincha and he makes the Kemitza, takes the hands full Balayla, that's also Psul. But the Mincha, the Kemitza is like a Shchita, it's only by Yoim and not Balayla. And that's also Psul. In both these cases, it takes Labes HaSreifa. You have to take it and burn it, you have to burn the yoif, and you have to burn the mincha. Samar says, Bishleima Eila Toif. I understand why this Eila Toif, that the Malika was done the wrong time by Laila. You have to burn it now. Mishum de la Yesela, do it. There's no way to do it over again. It's dead. You can't make a Malika over a second time. That's why the only answer is to burn it. Ela mincha, but a mincha, Esha de Mahadir, claimant for Duchtei. It's possible to bring the Kemitza down, put the Kemitza back in its place, to come to your mom and do the Kemitza over again. You made a Kemitza Balayla, that's a Psu Balayla. But it's possible to do it over again, B'yoyim. So what do you have to burn the Kemitza for, the Mincha for? Gemara says, who Tony Lavu Amalo. He learned this and explained it like this, that Klisoris Mekadishin Shleibiz Manon. That since this Kemitza was put into a Klisoris, the Klisoris was Mekadosh that he gave it a Klisos Aguf,
and now that it has a Kedushas HaGuf on it, there's a Pumina. So by the next morning you cannot do it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Rashi says, Mekadshin, V'zeh Shekomas V'nos HaKremes V'Kli, here this Kohen made the Kemisa Balayla, and right away he put the Kemisa inside a Kli Shoros. Af Agav Delayla Lav Zaman Tidus, so even though night time is that a Zaman of Tidus, still Mekadosh Le Kli, still the Kli was Mekadoshit. And therefore now there's no way to be Ma'arav the Dach with the Shirayim, because we'll have already a Psul Lina by tomorrow morning. So that's called Kli Shoros is Mekadosh in Shloi Bizmanon, even though at night time is not the Zaman for Kiddush of a Kemisa, still the Kli is Mekadoshit. And this Gemara says, Meitzvah, I have a question on this. It says, Alochom, Kol HaKol is B'Yoyim. Anything that it's avoided is to be brought B'Yoyim by daytime, like Sam Kabonos, is Kiddush B'Yoyim.
The Kiddush, if you put it into a Kli Shoros, B'Yoyim, the Kli Shoros is Mekadoshit. Balaylo, something that the avoided is supposed to be done at nighttime. Rashi says, Kegoyin, Menochos, Minchas Nesochim, you can bring the Nesochim, you can bring it at night time. So then the Locha is, Kiddush B'Layla, if you put it into a Kli at Layla, it receives its Kedusha. What's going to be Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Layla? Something that could be brought both B'Yoyim and B'Layla. And Echnami, then Kiddush Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Layla. Kol HaKor B'Yoyim, Kiddush B'Yoyim. But the Dik is, something is supposed to be brought B'Yoyim, meaning Kabon Shchita. The whole Kiddush only takes place B'Yoyim, who are in the Kemitza of a Mincha. Supposed to be done b'yoyim. So for the diki is kiddush b'yoyim is b'yoyim in, but b'layla loy, but only at daytime does it have its kedusha, and not at nighttime. So he was saying that since he put the kemitza into the Kli Shoros b'layla, the Kli Shoros is mekadoshit, and he was saying no, something that the avodah should be done by daytime. The kiddush also want to take place by daytime. So my answer is, einoy kodesh likorach, true. The Kli cannot be in the Kaddishit that has it, it's able to be put on the Mizbeach, does not have a Kedusha Sakrovom, Avo Kiddush Lifsol, but our component of the Kli is in the Kaddish and the Kedusha Sagruf now, that will have a Psalina, that since he's staying overnight, it will be a Psalina Chal upon this Kemitza. Even though there's no Heta to burn it, but our component of the Kedusha is Chal on it, Lipsol. So now still ask the question. Moister Rebzer asked the question, it says, let's say the Kohanim by mistake first put the lechem upon him and the bezichem on the shulchan after Shabbos. They first put it there on Sunday, and then the hikteres abzichem b'Shabbos, they burnt the bezichem on the coming Shabbos is psula, because since the lechem and the bezichem was not on the shulchan for complete 7 days, it's mechusa zman. It's not the time to burn it yet. It's not matter the lechem b'achila. But the Mishnah says clearly, Ketzed Yatsa, what should you do in such a case where the Lechem first came on the Shulchan after Shabbos? Ketzed Yatsa, what should you do about this? That says clearly, Yanichen l'Shabbos Abo. You're supposed to wait another full week to the next Shabbos. In other words, it's on the Shulchan, Kemat, 2 weeks, less a day. Because the Klal is, Shafilu hi ala Shulchan Yom Rabim, even though it's on the Shulchan a long time, and the Kaklum still does not fit. And like we explained, the Pesach of the Mishnah was, it first gets us Kedusha on the first Shabbat that's on the Shulchan, and from then you have 7 days to leave it there. So therefore there's no Psalina now that is there a little bit less than 2 weeks. But the question is, if you tell me to think that Kli Shoros Mikadosh and Shloi Bizmanon, that yes, even though it's not a Zman HaKrova, it's not a Zman to be in the Kli, still the Kli is Mikadoshit, Shloi Bizmanon. If so, as soon as you put the lechem on the shulchan should be mekadosh this lechem. Then after 7 days, it should be chal psalina. There are koponim liktosh v'lifsol. It should be chal kedushas aguf on this lechem. And after 7 days, there should be a psalina. And you can't eat it, so it should have to be turned sreifa. Why do we say you're allowed to leave it there another full week? So my answer is, Amar Rabba, Man become moisiv, sharp become moisiv. Whoever asked this question really asked a very good question. This is a good question. Mashmi, he did not have an answer. But Avu ad Rabavin Nami, Masnisin Komar. Meaning to say that Rabavu of Rabavin, what he said, oh, from a Braisa. It's not Tama Dover Yochad that he said by himself to say he made a mistake, he's wrong. But he said, oh, from a Braisa. So Chura Takashi, you can't just say it's a good question. The Chura is a theory here. Before it's Mashma, it is Chala Kedusha, and here in our Mishnah, Mashma is not Chala Kedusha.
So my answer is, Kisavra Tayyib holds, Laima ain't Mechusa Zman, but Hoyamim Mechusam Zman. Say like this, true, the Klishoas is not Mekadashit Shleim Zman, and it's not the time yet to be used, it's not Mekadashit. Therefore, when we put the Lechem on the Shulchan after Shabbos, it's not a Zman yet for Kedusha until the next Shabbos, so Kedusha first starts next Shabbos. But over here we're talking about when you made the Kemitza Balayla, and you put the Kemitza in the Klishoas, so true, you put it there at night time. But by the next morning, really, it's fit to be used. So it's only missing one night. A mechusa laila, laila zeh mechusa zman. Therefore, the gedusha is like a chal right now at night time. Since really it should have been fit to be used for tomorrow. By the ma'isa, since the gedusha is chal at night time, it's like a chal of psulina, that by tomorrow it's possible the kemitza, therefore you have to burn it. By shaken by the lechem, it's not fit to be have a gedusha until the next Shabbos, so the same week there's no gedusha chal, therefore there's no psulina. The Gemara still is. Let's see.